This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
The number of people crossing the U.S.-Mexico border is the lowest it's been in 17 years. There are several reasons for this decline, but most experts agree that rising enforcement, not just at the border, but within the U.S., is a driving factor. One outcome of these stricter immigration policies is an increase in citizen children being left behind after their parents are deported. As KUT's Nadia Hamden reports, a group of Austin teens decided to tackle the issue through cinema.
On a hot summer day in June, a crowd of people shuffled into an Alamo Drafthouse to catch a matinee. But this wasn't your standard blockbuster with a big Hollywood name packing the theater. This particular film was the brainchild of a group of unknown teens.
My story is the story of a family ripped apart by ice-cold hands. A 16-year-old left to battle her monsters alone. Monsters that, instead of living under her bed, colonized her mind. The monsters that took hold of her life and refused to let go. No matter how hard she fought, the monsters fought back harder.
That's the character of Yesenia, played by 16-year-old Giselle Garabay. She is the protagonist of the film I Am Here. In it, she plays a young Texas teen weighed down by a heavy burden. Her mother could be deported at any moment, leaving Yesenia and her younger sister Angelica all alone. The concept was created by the Creative Actions Youth Cinema Collective, or YCC, a teen film program that tackles social justice issues. But what's distinctive about this project is that it was largely written, directed, and produced by teens affected by this issue, like 18-year-old Silvia Zuvieta Rodriguez.
My dad was deported about, I want to say, eighth grade, and I'm going into freshman year in college.
YCC found Zuvieta Rodriguez and others through a partnership with the local organization Youth Rise Texas. It's a nonprofit largely made up of women and queer youth of color who've been affected by the deportation or incarceration of a parent. Zuvieta Rodriguez was 10 years old when her father was caught in the country illegally.
After my dad was deported, my mom had to kind of carry the entire family. And my younger brother was always asking for where his dad was. He was only about 2 at the time. And he would run up to the window and he would look for my dad's car. And then he would ask if dad was home. And we would have to explain to him he wasn't coming home.
Zuvieta Rodriguez then took those lived experiences and turned them into poetry. It was those words that YCC's director, Marcelo Tezon, felt were crucial.
The process of devising it was really about finding balance. How do we both engage our students to tell this story without co-opting it from the young people at Youth Rise who are really living the story?
Tezon says the teens were hungry to tell this story, since many of their school theater programs tended to avoid these more controversial subjects. But he argues that young people don't want to be shielded.
All they want to do is feel. Right? All they want to do is feel and make movies about how they feel and communicate that feeling to everyone else. And that's exactly what cinema is perfect at. It's an empathy machine.
The film may take artistic license at times, but overall the story centers around the rawness of real life. 18-year-old Maria de Jesus Torres directed the film.
I wanted the daughter relationship with her mother to be like how I have with my mother.
One of her favorite scenes is set in the kitchen while Yesenia's mom speaks to her in Spanish and she keeps responding in English.
We wanted it to be natural. We wanted it to be what life really is and could be like here in Austin, any parts of Texas. When you're little and you speak this broken up Spanglish, you have to know both cultures very heavily. And it's kind of hard.
For Maria and most everyone involved, the film was a way of translating these real emotions into a format aimed to reach more people.
When we were making these characters, we were layering it on of how they're avoiding ICE, how they only have like one parent. It's just making their lives seem like hell, but they're still living.
As the film came to a close, Garabay's character Yesenia drives home the point that no matter how difficult the loss of a parent may be, the kids left behind will make the best of their situation.
Because I am here. I will make it. I will make it. Even if I have to make it without you.
Members of YCC say they hope that kind of perseverance is reflected in the film to inspire other young people who felt that loss but are still here. Nadia Hamden, KUT News.